ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
Be'ezus Hashem, up to the Gemara and Afav. Before we start the Gemara and Afav, I'd like to go back for a few minutes to the Gemara before and Afay Amebeis. The Gemara brings down the following halacha v'tanya Talmid al Yira halacha b'makam Rabbi. Elim kein hayracha k'mimenu shalosh parsoyes k'negen machane Yisrael. Rashi explains that the Makar is from Moshe Rabbeinu, that even though Machne Yisrael was Gimel Parsoyis, but still Koman Deboi Mosa Ozo Agave Moshe, and they did not go to anyone else. So from there one sees that in Gimel Parsoyis is a halacha that one cannot be Moira B'Mokim Rabbi. In Taisus with the Ramascha Elam Kein Rocha Kimenu, we find that Taisus explains that Teich Gimel Parsoyis, even with Nesinas Rishos, but still there is an Isser. And there is an Isser for a Talmud to be Moira B'Mokim Rabbi. The fact that he was Neitel Rishos is itself not enough of a reason that he should be able to be Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. So too we find in the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch Yerdeyasim and Reish Mem Beis Sif Dalet. In the Shachitzim Katan Dalet on the other end, we find that Kam Rishayim are Cholkim. And there are a number of Rishayim who argue on Tesis and understand that witnessing as Rishos, one is even able to be Moira Teich Gimel Parsayas. The entire Halacha of our Gemara, that a Talmud Al Yerah B'Mokim Rabbi, is only referring to a Talmud who is not Neito Rishos Meirabai. Now, everyone has to understand Pshat and Taisvis. Why shouldn't Nesinas Rishos help Teich Gimel Parsayas? What happened to the halacha of a Rav Shemachal al Kvaydei Kvaydei Machal? And therefore, with Nesinas Rishos and with the Mechil of the Rav, a Talmud should be able to Meirah Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. So, to explain Pshat and the Shita of Taisus, we find that Achrinim explain Pshat and Taisus as follows. In the Gemara in Kedushin, on the base, we find that the Gemara says that even though Harav Shemachal al Kvaydei Kvaydei Machal, but still there's Alacha of Tzorech Lahadre. And as far as Hidr is concerned, the Mechilas Harav does not help. Now, as far as how to explain this Alacha, the Mechilas Harav does not help as far as Hidr is concerned, Bukhara 1 can explain Pshat as follows. As far as one's Rabbi Muvik, we find two halachas. There's halacha of Kavod and halacha of Meira. From the pasuk as Hashem al kachatir, we learn out she Meira Rabcha kemeira shamayim. Based on these two halachas, one can say that there's a fundamental difference between the chiyuv of Kavod that a Talmud is mechuyav a Rabbi, and this that there's a chiyuv of Meira. As far as Kavod is concerned, that is a chiyuv that a Talmud is mechuyav to the Rav. On the other hand, Moira is a mitzvah shmein adam u'makim, that a person is mechuyev to have Moira from his Rav. Based on this chiluk, one can explain the mitzvah lahadri as follows. Even though there's halacha of a Rav shemacha al kvedei kvedei macha, that only works as far as the chiyuv that a Talmud is mechuyev kavod leharav. As far as the chiyuv kavod, that the Talmud is mechuyev to the Rav has the ability to meichel on that kavod. But as far as Meir is concerned, that the chiyuv of Meir is not a chiyuv to the Rav, but rather the chiyuv of Meir is a mitzvah shmein adam amakim, for that reason as far as Meir mechila does not work. And the mitzvah lahadre is based on this, that there is a chiyuv Meir based on the pasuk of Es Hashem al kechatira, be'Meir Rabcha k'Meir shamayim. Based on this one can say that the reason why Mechila does not work, Teich Gimel Parsoyis, is because even though we say a Rav Shemacha al Kvedei Kvedei Macha, but still Teich Gimel Parsoyis, is a Chesaron of Meira HaYav. Based on the Lacha of Meira HaYav, there is a Lacha that one should not paskin B'Mokim Rabbi. Paskining B'Mokim Rabbi is a Chesaron of Meira. And for that reason, Teisvis and the Ramah understand that the Lacha of Al Yira B'Mokim Rabbi applies even with Nesinas Rishos. This that the other Rishonim argue, and the other Rishonim understand, that with Nesinas Rishos, one can paskin even Teich Gimel Parsoyis, is either because these Rishonim understand that Halacha Val Yeira B'Mokim Rabbi, and one cannot paskin Teich Gimel Parsoyis, is not Mehochas Meir Rav, but rather it is Mehochas Kavod, that the Talmud is Mechuyev Rabbi, and as far as Kavod, the Mechilas Rav works. Or one can say that these Rishonim understand that even as far as Meir is concerned, the Chiyuv Meira is also a Chiyuv that the Talmud is Mechuyev Rabbi. Mechilas Rav works not only as far as Kavod is concerned, but even as far as Meira, since the Chiyuv Meira is also a Chiyuv that the Talmud is Mechuyev Rabbi. And so too we find in the Biskirov that the Brisk-Rav explains that both the Chiyuv of Kavod, that a Talmud is Mechuyav Rabbi, and the Chiyuv of Meira, that a Talmud is Mechuyav Rabbi, are both mitzvah shmein adam l'chaveri, that the Talmud is Mechuyav to the Rav. This, that there is a halacha of mitzvah l'hadrei, even by a Rav shemachal al kvedai, is not based on the Chiyuv Meira, that a Talmud is Mechuyav Rabbi, but rather it is based on the Chiyuv Meira, that one is Mechuyav to any Talmud Chacham. And the Chiyuv Meira, that one is Mechuyav to have Meira from any Talmud Chacham, is not a Chiyuv that someone is mechuyev to the Talmud Chacham, but rather it is a mitzvah shmein adam l'makim, and for that reason, no one can be meichel that chiyuv meira which is mechayev v'hider. That is the second mahalach with which one can explain pshat in this shita. The Rishonim will argue on Tosfos and understand that Nesinas Rishos works even teich gimel parsois. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara brings down another halacha, ba'isa shalgazru talmud al yira elam kineito rishos me rabbi. L'chira, this halacha has nothing to do with kavod rabbi, but rather it is as Rashi explains that one needs netilas rishos. Since kiyavoy rabbi rishusa medektaik beishayehegu ashoyne pasuach bo yitu ashoymen es devarav. And for that reason, this gezeira applies even outside Gimel Parsois, and even outside Gimel Parsois, one needs netilas rishos in order that no mistake should be made with his psak. But now one has to understand what is pshat in this, that we find that the Rama says, "Dibe meis rabbi oitam chaver ein tzarech smicha." Even by meis rabbi oitam chaver, but still one should need smicha based on the gzeira of me'oisa shal gazru. So from the Raman, other Rishonim, one clearly sees that the Raman, other Rishonim, understand that the geder ha'gzeira of me'oisa shal gazru was an extension of Kavod HaRav. Even though Me'ikra Adin, Kavod HaRav is only Mechayiv Teich Gimel Parsois, but Rabbanan extended the Din to include even more than Gimel Parsois. That itself was the Gzir to extend the Isser of Al-Yir B'Makrim Rabbi even more than Gimel Parsois. And for that reason, by Meis Rabbi, Oit HaMachover, that there is no Isser of Al-Yir HaLacha B'Fnei Rabbi, for that reason one does not have the Gzir either. That is a chiyo, what one sees from the shita of the Ramah. Now let's go on to the next Gemara. Our Gemara brings down the memory of Shmuel, Amar Shmuel Beish Adonu Dineim Dinel, Shnikra Beis Nen Chotzof, Yosef Rav Nachman Akamal Ashmaitza, Eis Vei Rav Rav Nachman Afil Shnayim Mezakin, Oy Shnayim Mechayvim Ve'echad Oymer Ein Yedea Yisif Wadayonim, Vei Isa Lahavu Kishnayim Shadonu. Our Gemara answers by saying, Shaini Hasan Meikara Daita Detvasa Yisivi, Now to explain pshat in the shakra of a Torah of our Gemara, and to explain pshat in the Torah of our Gemara of Shani Yosin Mekara Daita the Tvasa Yasvi, L'chira one can explain pshat as follows, that since one has a base in Shoshoisha, for that reason one needs a psak from a base in Shoshoisha, and the fact that Shnayim Shadonu Dineim Din is not enough, since we have a base in Shoshoisha. And this is what our Gemara means when our Gemara says, Adaita de Tvasa Yasfi. This the Rabbi asks, V'isa lehavu kishnayim shadonu, is because Rava understands that if one of the Dayanim says, Eini Eidea, it is as if he is Kemanda Leisa. As we find in Rashi with the Ramascha Sifra Dayanim, that the one who says, Eini Eidea, Havale Kemanda Le Hava Hasam. And so too we find in Rashi later on that Chavtasam and Alpadi Ramascha Vafiru. And since it is as if he is Kemanda Leisa, for that reason one has a Shnayim Shadonu, and one no longer has a base in Shoshoisha, and therefore, according to Shmuel, their din should be a din, and we should not have to be Meisif Tayanim. This, Rav Nachman answers, a day to the Tosi Yasivi, is because Rav Nachman understands that a dayan that says Eini Idea is still considered a dayan, and he is still considered part of the base din. And for that reason, one has a base in Shoshoisha. And since one has a base in Shoshoisha, one needs a psak of three dayanim. That is a chira. How one can explain pshat in the shakra of a tire of our Gemara and explain pshat in the teretz of Rav Nachman. This shaila. If a dayan who says any idea is considered a dayan or not, is a seeming machloket between the Rambam and the Ravid. In the Rambam in Parakhes Moch Sanhedrin al Chabes, we find that the Rambam says, Achere Sheisifu Shnayim, Nimtza Chamisha Neisin V'Neisin Bedover. In other words, even though one said, Eini Eidea, But still it is Nimtza Chamisha Neistim Neistim Medavar, and he is still considered a Dayan who is part of the Beistin. Ravid and the Ramach on the other end argue on the Rambam, and the Ravid and the Ramach say that the one who said Ein Yedea is Kemandalesa. According to the Ravid and the Ramach, who understand that the Dayan who says Ein Yedea is Kemandalesa, again one has to understand if so what is Pshat in the Teretz of Argamar Vadaita the Tosa Yasvi. Ochera the Dayan who said Ein Yedea is Kemandalesa, and therefore we are left with a base in Shoshnaim, we should say Shnaim Shadonu Dineim Din according to the Shita of Shmuel. So to explain Pshat in our Gemara according to the Ravid and the Ramach, Ochera one has to say as follows. In the Aramah we find in other two Mahalchim as far as how to explain Pshat in the Teretz of Rav Nachman. The first Pshat of the Aramah is this, that the Dayanim Oyhoya Bedaitam Lodim Eteres based in Shoshnayim. That is the first Mahalach of the Aramah. The second Mahalach of the Aramah is this, Dein Das Baalei Dinim Neichebe based in Shoshnayim Oykibu Aleim Elashoisha. From the first Pshat of the Aramah one sees that the Aramah understands that in order to have the halacha of Shnayim Shadonu Dineim Din, one needs a kfiyas based in as a based in Shoshnayim, and they have to be kaveh themselves as a based in Shoshnayim. Without being kaveh themselves as a based in Shoshnayim, one does not have a based in even according to Shmuel. And for that reason we say Adaita the Tosa Yasvi, that the Dayanim themselves are Yehoya Bedaitam Wadim Eteres based in Shoshnayim. That is the first pshat of the Aramah. The second pshat of the Aramah is this, that even though as far as the Beis Din is concerned, they are considered a Beis Din, but as far as the Baalei Dinim were not neicha to be done in front of a Beis Din Shoshnayim. And for that reason, one has to be meisif on the Beis Din. According to these two Mahalchim of the Aramah, even if we are to say like the Shita of the Ravid, the Dayan who says Ein Yedea is considered Kemandalesa, but still one has to be meisif either because of the Dayanim or because of the Baalei Dinim. In the Ran, we find that the Ran asks the following kash on our Gemara. The Ran asks, what is pshat in this? The Rava asks, that according to Shmuel, who needs to be meisif aleim, what happened to the halacha of Shnayim Shadonu Dineim Din? Ochre, even according to Shmuel, they are considered a beis din chatzof. And this, that we say, Shnayim Shadonu Dineim Din, is only halacha b'di'evet. And therefore, one has to be meisif aleim in order to mekayim the din uchatchila of this, that will need shoisha dayanim. The Ran answers the kasha by saying, the sfirei lamaksha the kivan the shoishem shenimnu adin by echad omer ein yedea havlei b'di'evet. And therefore, haylam ligmers had the mishnayim im iso ashmur shadineim din. The Ran goes on to explain pshat in the teretz of Rav Nachman as follows: v'tiretz loy shayni hasle meikar adaita the tosi asvi kvoimar shohayu roitzim lodon b'shnayim ela begimo bo lodon kidei shloye beis din chatzaf im kein seifadin ketchilasai. In other words, Iran explains that the Shach of Atariah of our Gemara is a Shach of Atariah. If the halacha based on Chatzaf will apply to such a case, and the territory of Nachman is this, that the halacha based on Chatzaf will apply to such a case, and for that reason, there is a chiyuv to Moisef Aleim, v'chatchila in order that the basin should not be a based on Chatzaf. Well, here one can explain Pshat in our Gemara al Pidarkei Sharan with the following mahalach. As he mentioned before, the Rambam Shita is that a Dayan who says Ein Yedea is still considered a Dayan. And for that reason, the Rambam Shita is that in order to Moisef, we have to Moisef Shnayim in order that the Basin should not be considered a Basin Shokol. If we will only be Moisef one has a Basin of four Dayanim. And therefore, we have to Moisef Shnayim in order to have a Basin Shel Chamisha. According to the Rambam, one can say that Rava understands that the reason why there is no problem of a Beis Din Chatzof is because we still have a Beis Din Shoshoisha. And even though one of the Shoisha said Ein Yedea, but still according to Shmuel Hotshnayim Shadonu Dineim Din, the Din of Shnayim is also considered a Din. And therefore the fact that one of them said Ein Yedea should not affect the Din of the Shnayim. This argument says Adai to the Tosias, who Shiran explains to mean that there is a problem of a Beis Din Chatzof even though one started out with Shoisha, is because Rav Nachman understands that a Dayan who says Ein Yedea is not considered a Dayan, and therefore one is left with a Beis Din Shoshnayim, and a Beis Din Shoshnayim is considered a Beis Din Chatzof, and therefore Chatchil one has to be Meisef in order to take care of the problem of this that one cannot have a base in which is chatzof. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes harishonim as far as how to explain pshat and the teretz of our Gemara. The Rana explains pshat and the teretz of our Gemara that our Gemara means to say that one needs to be meisiv in order to take care of the problem of base and chatzof. And adaita the tasa yasu is another way of saying that they do not want to be a base in which is chatzof. On the other hand, the Arama explains pshat and the teretz of our Gemara that our Gemara means to say that adaita the tasa yasvi, either mitzad the dayanim or mitzad the balidinim, they were only noches to such a basin. In Shulchan Aruch and Siman Yud Gimel of Zayin, we find that the Shulchan Aruch brings down from the Rashba the following halacha: the biru lehem asara anoshim sheyadunu lehem bein bedin bein bepshara v'shemo yaskimo da asachas yolchu ach haroyiv. From the Rashba, one clearly sees that the Rashba understands Pshat in our Gemara, that since Adaita the Tvasa Yasvi, for that reason one needs all three Dayanim. And the Alach of Adaita the Tvasa Yasvi is not only Alach as far as three Dayanim, but as far as whatever minion was chosen, one needs to end up with that minion. You'll say Adaita da Sara Yasvi. That is the Shita of the Rashba. In Shulchan Aruch and Siman Yud Ches Sif Aleph, we find that the Mechaber brings down the following halacha: B'yashvu Gimel, v'amer echa mehem ein yedei sifu beis, v'am amru Gimel chaye ve'echad zakei ve'echad ein yedei hochin achra roiv. Which is the Shita of the Rambam in Parches Mehochas Sanhedrin Halacha Beis. The Ramah goes on to say, Kei nir o yekar du loik maisha kasa vasem yigimol sev zayim be'epech vuhu da'as ha'chokim. In other words, the Ramah explains that there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam says, that by yashvu gimol v'amr echem emein yedea di yisifu beis, and then we will be hochem acharoiv, even if one says ein yedea. On the other hand, according to the Rashba that we mentioned before, who says that by biru ha'masara, one cannot have that one of the Asara says ein yedea, so too the Rashba will argue on the Rambam. And the Rashba will say, in the case of the Rambam, we cannot go after Raiv. In the Neis HaKeilim, we find that the Neis HaKeilim ask the following to me on the Ramah. In the Rashba himself, we find that the Rashba holds like the Rambam. And the Rashba says, Im yashvu gimel v'yisifu lehei v'amru beis, einanu yedim goymrim es hadin begimel. So how can the Ramah possibly say that the Rashba argues on the Rambam? So to explain pshat in the sheet of the Ramah, one can say as follows. As we mentioned before, the Rambam Shita is that a dayan who says ein yedea is still considered part of the Beis Din, and he is not considered kamandaleisa. According to the Rambam, this that we find in the Rashba, that the Rashba says by Yashvu Asara, and one says ein yedea, ein oikvum, one has to say that even though one has 10 dayanim, but still one needs the maso matan of all 10 dayanim, and one needs the psak of all 10 dayanim. And for that reason, if one of the ten says ein yedea, ein oikvum, and the entire psak is batzel. If so, the Ramah goes on to say that the Rambam is chilek on the Tshuvas HaRashba. From this, the Rambam says that by yisifu aleim, and one of them says ein yedea, still we go after Roy. From there, one sees that if one has a base in shel chamisha, all one needs is the maso matan and the psak of gimel, and therefore so too as far as the case of the Tshuvas HaRashba, that one has a base in shel asara and one still has asara, all one will need is a maso matan of roiv and a psak of roiv. This that the Rashba himself says that by yisifu aleim, all one needs is a psak of a shoisha, is because the Rashba himself argues on the Rambam, and the Rashba himself understands that a dayin who says ein yedea is not included as part of Beis Din. And therefore, by Yashvu Asar, if one of them says ein yedea, the entire Moshe basin is bottled, since it was Yashvu Adas Asara, and one no longer has Asara. On the other hand, as far as the case of the Rambam, that it was Yashvu Adas Shoisha, and still one has Shoisha, for that reason, in the case of the Rambam, even though one says ein yedea, there is no problem. So from the Rashba and the Ramah, one sees that there are two mahalchim as far as how to explain pshat in the teretz of Agmar v'adaita the tos ha'yasvi. Either one can explain that adaita the tos ha'yasvi means that one has a base in shel shvoisha, and therefore needs a psak of all the dayanim who are included as part of this base din, which is how the Ramah explains pshat in the sheet of the Mechaber according to the mahalch of the Rambam. On the other hand, the Rashba himself understands And we say Adaita, the Tos Hayasvi means that one needs to have a base in Shoshoisha. And if one says Ein Yedea, he is not counted as part of the base, and therefore one does not have a base in Shoshoisha. Therefore, so too as far as Asara, one is missing a base in Shoshoisha. Now to explain Pshat in the Shita of the Mechaber, who paskins in Simon Yigimel like the Shita of the Rashba, that by Yashua Asara, one of them said Ein Yedea. The Allah is in Yekum, and the entire Mesha basin is Batzel. And on the other hand, as far as I see for Alein, all one needs is the Achra of Rav, even if one says any idea. We find in the Achrenim that the Achrenim explain Pshat in the Sheet of the Mechaber as follows, that even Beshitas HaRambam, who holds that the one who says any idea is not considered Commander Lesa, but rather he is considered Commander Isa, and one needs the Psak of all Asara, but as far as I see for Aleim, one does not need the psak of all five. By I see for Aleim, we do not consider as if we have an entirely new basin of Chamisha, and there is a new yeshivas basin of Chamisha, but rather the yeshivas basin is a basin Shoshoisha. And for that reason, we do not say Adaita de Chamisha Yasvi. This that we explained, that one does not have a yeshivas basin Shoshoisha, and there is no new yeshivas basin taking place. So too is Mavur in the Prisha and Simen Yud Ches. Now let's go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following halacha: Aver Bavo Gufa Meravo Shneim Shadonu Dinimam Nesodivir Hakol Ein Dinim Din. On this, our Gemara asks: Eis for Abav or Bavo Donis Hadin Vezika Sachai Vechiv Esazakei Tim Esatar Vatir Esatay Mashasa Asim Meshalmi Beisai. Rashi explains from this that we say Mashasa Asim Alma Dine Dina. The Oidina Lahader. Argmoy answers by saying, Hachem I askin on the Kabu alayu. I Hachem my Meshalmi Beisei. Damrule Dainis London Taira. From Argmoy, one sees that even as far as someone who cannot be done but still there is a lacha of Kabu alayu. And by Kabu alayu, he has a right to be done. Now, here one has to understand Pshat in this, Argmoy asks, I Hachem my Meshalmi Beisei. As we mentioned before in our Shir and Dafei, Rashi explains this that Kabi Olaya works. To pater the Dayan Shatah Miloshalim is only if he said Mefurish, that I am a Kabbalah upon myself, your din, even if you're a Tayyar, and I will not be Tevea you. And as the Rosh explains in Simen Hei, it is because we say Dai Te La Paitre B'Kabbalah Zu V'Have K'moy Krak Susi V'Pater. Well, Chayon Ar Gemara, even if he was Mekabbalah his din, but who said that he was Makabal as din, even if the dying will be Taya? And even if we are to say that by a dying chain of stam das, of the one who is Makabal upon themselves, such a dying is this, that they are Makabal upon themselves, such a dying, even if they will be Taya. Since a dying chain of is owo to make a toast, but who said that he was Michal the toast of the dying? As we mentioned before, Rashi explains that by Kibbo Lion has to speak out that he will not be Tevea the Dayan even if he makes a mistake. And so too one needs the Mechila of Kraksusi V'Potter according to the Rosh. So to explain Pshat and the Kash of our Gemara, one has to say as follows. The Gemara understands that the way Kibbo Lion works with someone who is not Roy Lodon is because he's being Mechayiv himself with the Psak of the Dayan. And therefore one has this chayvas of the Baal Din himself with his Kabbalah. And since one has his own his chayvas with the psak of the Dayan, for that reason our Gemara asks that the Dayan should not be Meshalem if he is Taya. It is not the Dayan who is being Mechayev the Baal Din, but rather it is the Baal Din himself who is being Mechayev es Atzmai. And therefore our Gemara asks him, Ta Leila Shalem. This that one needs, the Kabila Elayah of Rashi, for in the Fahim and Aleph and the Rosh, in order to pater a dayan shataz only if it is a psak din of the dayan which is the mechayev, then one needs the mechila of the baal din in order to pater the dayan from his chiyuv. But over here the baal din is being mechayev himself. The psak din of the dayan cannot be mechayev since the dayan is not roi lodon. But now one has to understand pshat in the teretz of our Gemara, that our Gemara says dayinu li din taira. If we are to understand that kabi alayu is eschayvos, and when he said Dinuik Din Tera, he was Mechayiv himself al Atzad, that the Dain will be Dan Kidin Tera. If the Dain was Ta and he was not Dan Kidin Tera, then there is no Eschayvos. And for that reason, the Din should be Chayzer. And what is Pshat in this that we say Masha Asa Asoi? So to explain Pshat in the Tarets of our Gemara, one has to say as follows. When he said Dinuik Din Tera, what he means to say is, is this, that he wants him a kabo upon himself, the dayan, as a regular dayan. And there is no ischaivas taking place, but rather, it is a psak din of the dayan which is being mechayev. In other words, a person has the ability to machsher as hadayin ladon, and therefore it is a psak din of the dayin which is being mechayev. And since it is a psak din of the dayin which is being mechayev, for that reason a dayin shata is chayev oshalim. That is a chayev pshat in the shakwa v'tarya of our Gemara according to the shita of Rashi and the Rosh. In the Yerushalmi we find that the Yerushalmi explains this, that the dayin shata is chayev oshalim in a case that he said dayin uidin tarya, is because he was over al mashamru chachamim al tidon yechidi. In other words, his chiyuv is midin knas, and the knas is being over on the halacha of al tidon yechidi. Now, everyone has to understand pshat in the Yerushalmi. What is pshat in this? That the Yerushalmi explains that the chiyuv is based on a knas, since he was over on al tidon yechidi. Well, here one should have the chiyuv shalim of a regular dayin shata, and just like there was a halacha of shloisha diyotis Shato, that they are chavim of shalom, so too this dayan shatah should be chayiv of shalom, and therefore why do the Yerushalmi find it necessary to explain that the chayiv of shalom is mishum knas? So clear from the Yerushalmi one sees that when he said dayan uidin teira, now the dayan is considered as if he would be a dayan mumcha. Since he said dayan uidin teira, now we consider this dayan as a dayan in atira, and he is considered like a regular based in shal mumchim or p'turim mei shalom. And therefore, the Yerushalmi explains that the entire chiyuv of shalom is only mishum knas, since he was over on the halacha of al teidon yechidi. That is the chiyuv, what one sees from the Yerushalmi. In Shulchan Aruch and Chesh Mishpat Siman Chav Beis Afalaf, we find that a bal davar has the ability to mekabel upon himself a karav apostle, uva nigmar hadin ein yechilnu achzar. In the Nesivis and Siman Chav Heis of Katan Yud Aleph, we find that the Nesivis explains Pshat in the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch as follows. That if someone is makabel karav apostle, and they were toya, even if they were just toya b'shikwa adas, but still their din is batal. So too is the shita of the Ran later on in Perek Echa Dini Mominis. And even though, by kibul alayu hadyat halacha as if he was toya b'shikwa adas, the din is a din, but by karav apostle, even if they are toya b'shikwa adas, their din is not considered a din. Now, one has to understand what is the difference between kabila alayu karav apostle or kabila alayu someone who is a hedyet. So, to explain pshat in the chiluk, one can explain pshat in the chiluk as follows: that there is a difference between the kibla alayu karav apostle and kibla alayu someone who is a hedyet. As far as kibla alayu someone who is a hedyet, the Kabbalah accomplishes this, that now he is considered a dayan, and therefore he has all the halachas of a regular dayan. And for that reason we will say that ta b'shiko hadas einai chayzer. On the other hand, by kibbal ha'akar v'apostle, the Kabbalah is just a eschaivus. And since the Kabbalah is just a eschaivus, for that reason he was only mechayv himself if his kar v'apostle will be dan kidin teira. He was not mechabal upon himself, and he was not mechayv himself unless his karav apostle will be done kidin teira. This that we say that by karav apostle, the kibbul alayu was only as chayvos, and at this that he should be considered someone who is a kosher dayan, is by karav apostle who are psulim wadon, one cannot take away that psul. And even though with a kabbalah one has the ability to take someone who is not a dayan and make them into a dayan, but as far as karav apostle, the psul will remain. In the Sefer Devei Mishpat, we find that the Devei Mishpat asks the following kasha. In the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Kof Amud Aleph, we find that the Gemara explains this, that the Mishnah says, Don es hadin, chiev es hazake v'tir es hatami v'tim es hatar, that the dayin is chayv v'shalim, is going according to a mayor who is don dina de garmi, which as our Gemara explains is referring to a case of kibbul alayu. How can the Mishnah be going according to Meir and be referring to a case of kibbul alayu, if in the Mishnah later on, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, we find that the Shita of our Meir is this, that if someone says, Neman oi Abba, Neman oi Avicha, Neman oi Shoisha, Rei Bokar, Yachal Achzer Bai, and the Kabbalah does not work. If according to Meir, Kabbalah does not work, if so, how can the Mishnah of Avakam, which is referring to kibbul alayu, be going according to Meir? And so too we find that the Chamer V'chayin Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph brings down this Kasha B'Shem the Teisa Sarosh. So to answer this kasha, we find that the Achronim answer this kasha based on the previous yesod, that there is a fundamental difference between a Kabbalah of Kravim Upsuim or a Kabbalah of someone who is a head yitz. This, the Rameir says later on in the Mishnah Daf Chav Tavim, that Kabbalah does not work is as far as being a Kabbalah upon himself Psuim. As far as Kabbalah is Psuim, that the only way such a Kabbalah will work is only based on this that one has his chayvos. The Rameir understands that by Kabbalah we do not say that he means he mechayv himself al pi Kravim Upsuim. But as far as a head yit, which is a Mishnah of Don Es Hadin, Chiev Es Hazake, Tir Es Hatame, Time Es Hatar. As far as such a Kabbalah, the way such a Kabbalah works, is because now one has a Dayan. With his Kabbalah, he made the Hedyot into a Dayan. As far as such a Kabbalah is concerned, your mayor agrees that with such a Kabbalah, one has the ability to make someone into a Dayan. That is how the Achrinim answer the Kasha of the Teserosh and the Divrei Mishpat. From the Kasha of the Teserosh and the Divrei Mishpat, O'Chiru one sees that the Teserosh and the Divrei Mishpat understand that both Kabbalahs work the same way. The Kibbalah of Karav Apostle or the Kibbalah of Hedyot both work the same way. And by both, what is taking place is this, that with a Kabbalah, one has someone who is considered a Dayan, and one has the ability to Machsher even a Karav Apostle. And now a Karav Apostle will be considered a Dayan who is Kasher Ladon. And so too we find in Rekiveger and Chuves Madurakama Simen Kofayin Tes. Rekiveger is Metzadid that if someone is Makabal of a Apostle such an aid is Chayaba Zamo Ube Karben Shvua. So from Rekiveger as well one sees that Rekiveger understands that with a Kabbalah one has the ability to Machsher an aid who is Apostle, and for that reason the aid will now be considered an aid who is Kasher, who can have a Zama and will be Chay the Karben Shvua. In the Sefer Merivina and Hilchas Dayanim Siman Chaf, we find that the Merivina brings down the following halacha from the Maarit, that the Merivina proves from the Maarit that even by Kabila Elayu, but still, Aida Lifnei will not be considered Aida Lifnei Beistin. And so too we find in the Knesset Sagdila B'Shem the Re'im. In the Ramah, on the other hand, we find that the Ramah argues, and the Ramah understands, that Kabbalah Elayu works even as far as Aida is concerned, that the Aida will be considered Aida Lifnei Beistin, and the Aida will have the ability to be Mechayev. Well, here one can explain that the basis of this Machlokes is dependent upon the previous Shaila as far as how to understand how Kabbalah Elayu works. If we are to understand that with Kabbalah Elayu, now one has a Beistin, for that reason we will say Aida Asbal Din Kimeya Edim Dami. On the other hand, if with Kabbalah Elayu, all one has is his chayvas, and one does not have a beis din, for that reason we will not be able to say Hoidas Baal Din Kimeya Edim Dami. That is the basis of this Machlokes HaAchronim. But one can say in other Mahalach, as far as this, how we find that the Maarit and the Knesset Hagdila B'Shem the Re'im understand that Kabbalah Elayu does not help as far as Hoidah. And one can say that even if with the Kabbalah Elayu, one has a Dayin who is Kasher Ladon, but as far as Hoidah Asbal Din, one needs a Hoidah Lifnei Beistin. And all Kabbalah Elayu accomplishes is this, that now one has a Dayin who is Kasher Ladon, but still one does not have a Beistin, and therefore we will not say Hoidah Asbal Din Kimeya Edim Dami. In Chayushim Mishpat Simen Chav Beis Elf, we find that the Ramah says as follows, and the Ramah paskins like the Rishenim, that this, that one has the ability to Mekabel of Karav Apostle, is only to take away one chesaron. For example, if he is makabel upon himself a karav apostle as a dayan echad, but he cannot be makabel of karav apostle to be considered more than a dayan echad, since then with his kabbalah he is coming to take care of two chesaronis. First of all, he is coming to take care of the psul of karav apostle, and also he is coming to take care of this that he only has one dayan. In this man, the Shach, we find the following machlokes. If one has the ability to makabel upon himself, that one dayan should be considered like three dayanim. The Shach understands that one cannot be makabel upon himself, that one dayan should be considered like three dayanim. He can only be makabel upon himself, that one dayan should be considered like two dayanim. Since he makabel upon himself, that one dayan should be considered like three dayanim, is considered as if he is taking care of two chesreinus with his kabbalah. On the other hand, this man argues, and this man says that one has the ability to makabel upon himself, one dayan should be considered like three dayanim, and it is not considered as if we have two chesrinis, Since the chesaron is only this, we do not have three dayanim, and therefore with his kabbalah he is only taking care of one chesaron. In the Ksais we find that the Ksais says that with his kabbalah of dayan echad, the reason why it is not considered as if he is taking care of two chesrinis is because with his kabbalah of dayan echad, he is mekabel upon himself that a dayan echad should be considered like a dayan mumcha who has the ability to be dan biyichidi. In the Nesivis we find that the Nesivis asks the following kasha on the Ksais. How can the Ksais say that with his kabbalah of one person who is a karve apostle, he's been kabbal upon himself that person as a dayan mumcha. B'shas kabbalah, he said that he's been kabbal upon himself that person like three dayanim. And there is a tremendous nafkamina between three dayanim and a dayan mumcha as far as hidas baldin is concerned. By three dayanim, the halach is that we say hidas baldin k'me'idim dami. On the other hand, by a dayan yochem mumcha, we do not say hidas baldin k'me'idim dami. And therefore, if he said b'shas kabbalasai, that he's been kabbal upon himself this karva apostle as three dayanim, then we should assume that he means he's been kabbal upon himself the karva apostle as three dayanim mamish, and therefore should have the chesaron of the ramal, that there are two chesrenis with his kabbalah, he is coming to take care of two chesrenis. The Ksais answers in Nesivus his kasha meshevev Nesivus by saying as follows. The Ksais answers, based on this how he mentioned before b'shem the Knesset HaGdolah, that the Knesset HaGdolah says that even when someone is makabal upon himself one person like Gimel HaDyetes, still we will not say Hoidas Baal Din Lefanav is Kimei Edim Dami. And therefore there is no nafkamina between a Kabbalah as a Kar of a Apostle Kiyachim Mumcha or as far as being makabal upon himself one person like Gimel HaDyetes. Since as far as Hoidas Baal Din, no matter what, we will say that Hoidas Baal Din is not considered Kimei Edim. From this though we find in the Ramah, that one cannot be makabal upon himself a kar of apostle. B'makim, that there are two chesrenis, and one cannot be makabal upon himself a kar of apostle to take care of two chesrenis. From here one clearly sees that the way kibov kar of apostle works is because with his kabbalah he is coming to make him into a dayan, and he is coming to consider him as a kosher. And therefore with his kabbalah he can only take care of one chesaron and not two chesrenis. Had we understood that the way Kibbalah of Karvei Apostle works is because there is Eschaivas taking place, as far as Eschaivas there is no nafkamina, if with his Kabbalah he is coming to take care of one Chesaron or two Chesaronis. So again, from the Ramah one clearly sees that the Ramah understands that the way Kibbalah of Karvei Apostle works is because with his Kabbalah he is coming to make him into a Dayan who is kosher. And from this we find in the Ksais that still we will say the halacha of the Knesset HaGdolah, the Eidah Lefanav is not considered Eidah Asbal Din. From here one clearly sees that even though he is considered a Dayan who is Kosher Ladon, but still he is not considered a Beis Din. And even if one is Mekabel Olav, one person like Shlesha Adyetes, but still one does not have a Beis Din. And all one has is a Dayan who is Kosher Ladon, and in order to have the halacha of Eidah Asbal Din, one needs a Eidah Lefne Beis Din. This that we mentioned, that the way Kibbalah Elayo could work is because with his Kabbalah now one has a Dayan who is Kosher Ladon. So too is Mavur in the Rosh Nivamas and Daf Kaf Aleph. In the Rosh Nivamas we find that the Rosh asks the following Kasha. The Rosh asks, what is Pshat in this, that we need a Pasuk to Yumayit Gerim, that a Ger cannot be a Dayan on a Beis Din for Chalitza. As far as all other Dinim, a Ger is also a Pasuk Ladon. And therefore to Yipashat that a Ger cannot be on a Beis Din as far as Chalitza. The Rosh answers the Kasha by saying as follows. The Rosh answers that there is a case that a Ger could be Kosher Ladon other Dinim. For example, if they're Mekabal upon themselves a Ger. If the Bali Dinim were Mekabal upon themselves a Ger, then a Ger is Kosher Ladon Dini Mominis. And that is where one needs a Drasha to remind a Ger that a Ger is not Kosher for Chalitza. And even with a Kabili Alayu, but still a Ger will not be Kosher to be on a Beis Din for Chalitza. From this that there is a Havamina, with a Kabili Alayu, a Ger should be kosher to be on a Beis Din for Chalitza. One clearly sees that the way Kabili Alayu works is because now one has a Dayan who is kosher Ladon. And even though a Ger is someone who is possible to be a Dayan but still with a Kabbalah, now one has the ability to make a Dayan into someone who is kosher Ladon. From the Rosh Hashanah one sees another Chiddush as well, that with a Kabbalah, not only does one have a Dayan who is Kosher Ladon, But now one has a Beis Din. For Chalitza, it is not enough to have someone who is Kasher Hadon, but rather one needs to have a Beis Din. The Chalitza has to take place in front of a Beis Din. And therefore, from the Rosh Hashanah, one clearly sees that with a Kabbalah, one has the ability that now with his Kabbalah, it is considered as if we have a Beis Din, which is a clear like the Shita, the Ramah that we mentioned before, who understands that with the Kabbalah, we will now say, Haidas Baal Din Kimea Edim Dami. Well, one has to understand, even if we are to say that Kabbalah works, that with the Kabbalah now he is considered a Dain who is Kasha Ladan, that is Zuchira only as far as Dini Mamanis are concerned, since by Dini Mamanis there is Alacha, that one has the ability even to Masna Al Mashakasu Batera. And if someone is Masna Al Mashakasu Batera B'davar Shea Maman Tanoi Kayim, which means to say that as far as Dini Maman are concerned, the Torah gave a kayach to a person to change the Dini Maman. And therefore, so too, as far as Dini Maman are concerned, a person has the ability to makabo upon himself a Dayan and to machsher a Dayan, even if Minatera he is considered a Dayan who is Pasul Adon. But how can a Kabbalah possibly work as far as Chalitza? How can we say that with a Kabbalah, now one has a Beis Din as far as Chalitza? That is a kasha that one can ask Roshitas Harosh V'divrei Harosh Tzrichin Iyun. Now let us go on to the next part of our sugya. Again, our Gemara asks, Eis v'rababo v'bavo, donis hadin v'zika sachai v'chiv v'sazakei timi esator v'tira esatami mashasa asui mishalmi beisai. So from this that we say mashasa asui, our Gemara proves that dine dina, even though chero all one has is one dayin. Our Gemara answers by saying, Hacha ma'eskinon de kibu alayu. Now chero one has to understand pshat and the kash of our Gemara. Why didn't our Gemara explain that we are referring to a dayan mumcha who has the ability to be dan, as we find in the Gemara before in the Hayim and Aleph, that the Gemara says, "Mahi mumcha l'rabim dana fil yichidi." So, according to the Shita of Rashi before in the Hayim and Aleph, one can answer the kash very simply. In Rashi before in the Hayim and Aleph, we find the Rashi explains this that a mumcha l'rabim can be dana fil yichidi is based on the pasuk of Tzedek Tish Bera Misecha. And from the Pasuk of Tzedek Tishon Misacha, the Pasuk teaches us that one dayan is kosher ladon, one does not need three dayanim. And therefore, according to the Mandamar, Chira will come out that Shnayim Shadonu Dineim Din, as we find in the Gemara before in the Afkimu Amar Aleph, that the Gemara says it based on the Pasuk of Tzedek Tishon Misacha. For that reason, we will say that Shnayim Shadonu Dineim Din like the Shita of Shmuel. And therefore, if a Yachid Mumcha can be done, so too Shnayim have the ability to be done. And for that reason, even if we are to explain that Donis Hadin is referring to a mumcha, but still one can prove, like the Shita of Shmuel, that Shnayim Shadonu Dineim Din, Rechira, the entire Kash of our Gemara is only if we are to go like the Shita of Tesis and other Yishenim, who explain this that we said before, that a Yachin Mumcha has a right to be done, has nothing to do with the Drasha of a Tzedek Tishra Misacha, but rather this that a Yachin Mumcha can be done is based on Ilas Deles, and the Yachin Mumcha is better than Shloish HaDiyotos. If so, let us explain the Halacha of Donis Hadin, that Donis Hadin is referring to a Yachin Mumcha. But if one is carefully a Rashi or a Sugya, one sees in Rashi that Rashi was bothered by this Kasha, and Rashi was bothered. One thing more explain, that Donis Hadin is referring to a Yachin Mumcha. As Rashi goes on to say, Donis Hadin b'mumcha leiko ameymar, medektoni seifa moi mumcha lebeistin. So Rashi proves from this that we say in the Sefer Moi Mumcha Lebeistin, that if he was Toya, he's Pater Meoshalim. From there, Rashi proves that the Reisha cannot be referring to a Mumcha. From Rashi, one clearly sees that had the Reisha been able to referring to a Mumcha, our Gemara would not have a Kasha, and our Gemara can explain the Halacha of Donis Hadin, that Donis Hadin is referring to a Yachim Mumcha. But one has to understand, according to the Shita of Rashi, Porn Lefem and Alf, even if we are to explain that the Halacha of Donis Hadin is referring to a Yachim Mumcha, but still one can prove from there that Shnayim Shadonu Dineim Din. So from Rashi, one clearly sees that even if we are to say that a Yachim Mumcha is Kasher Ladon, but that itself is not a Hechrech to Machsher Shnayim, one can hold that a Yachim Mumcha is Kasher Ladon based on the Drasha B'Tzedek Tish B'Rami Sacha, but still Shnayim Shadonu D'Halacha will be Ein Dineim Din. So from Rashi, one clearly sees that Rashi understands that the Malchikis between Rav Avo and Shmuel on this Rav Avo says that Shnayim Shadonu Dini Mamanis with the Verakol Ein Dineim Din. is even if we are to say that Yachim Mumche is Kosher Lodin, and even if we are to Darshan Metzedek Tishra Misecha, who is Machsher Adayin Echad, but still Rav Ohu says that Shnayim Shadonu Ein Dineim Din. In other words, if one does not have a Yachim Mumche, and all one has are people that are not Mumchim, then the halach is that one needs Shoisha Dayanim, less than Shoisha Dayanim are not Ksherim to be done. And for that reason, Rashi explains that the Reish have been able to be talking about a mumcha, and even according to Rav Ohu, Yochim mumcha has the ability to be done. That is what one sees in Rashi. Rashi answers the kasha by saying that the reason why the Reish cannot be talking about Yochim mumcha is because the Reish have been talking about a Yochim mumcha, a mumcha or rabbim is pater me'oshalim, just like we find in the Sefer. In Tosfos 4 in the Fehim and Aleph, we find that Tosfos asks the same kasha as Rashi. The one in our Gemara explained that the Reisha is referring to a Yochim Mumche. The Marsha explains Pshat in the kasha of Tosfos as follows. Even if the Reisha is talking about a Yochim Mumche, but still if he is Tah, he is Chayv Oshalim. Only in the Seifa is a Yochim Mumche Pater Me Oshalim. The Marsha explains, this that a Yochim Mumche is Pater Me Oshalim and the Seifa is only referring to a case that they are Makabo upon themselves, a Yochim Mumche. Only then do we say that Yochid Mumcha is Pater Me'o Shalim? In the Reisha, that there was no Kabbalah, then even Yochid Mumcha is Chayiv Shalim. And therefore, Tosfos asks, why in our Gemara explained that the Reisha is referring to Yochid Mumcha, that they were not Mekabbalah upon themselves, and for that reason, if he is Tah, he is Chayiv Shalim. But now, Chayon has to understand Pshat and Rashi. What is Pshat in this? Rashi says that the Reisha cannot be talking about Yochid Mumcha, since the Yochim Mumche is Pater Me'oshalim, without a Kabbalah, Yochim Mumche is Chayiv Oshalim, as we find in the Gemara before in the Fehim at Aleph. So to explain Pshat and Rashi, and to answer the Kasha of Tosfos, we find that the Kazei Sechesh and Simen Chafetz of Katan Vav says as follows, that according to the Shita of the Balmar, that we mentioned before in our Shir and Afei, that the Balmar understands this with a Kabbalah one is Pater Me'oshalim, is not because the Kabbalah patterns one from being Meshalim if he is Tah, but rather the entire Chayiv Shalim is dependent upon this, that there was a Kfiya, and as long as there was no Kfiya, then one is Pater Me'o Shalim, since they are considered an Ines. For that reason, in the Reisha, even if there was no Kabbalah, but as far as the case of Tieres HaTomei, then no Kfiya took place. For that reason, even without a Kabbalah, Yochim Mumche will be Pater Me'o Shalim. Therefore, one cannot explain that the Reisha is referring to a Yochim Mumche, since as far as the case of Tiras HaTamei Yochim Mumche Lipato Me'oshalim, even without a Kabbalah. This, that Tosfos argues, is because Tosfos understands like the Shita of the Rosh we mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Hei, that this, that with a Kabbalah one is Pato Me'oshalim, is because it is considered as if we have a Mechila, and it is considered as if he said, Krak Susi V'Pater. Therefore, even by Tiras HaTamei, the no Kfiya took place. In order to be Pater, one needs a Kabbalah. And therefore, Tosfos asks, but the Gemara explained that the Reish is referring to a Yochim Mumcha without a Kabbalah. That is how the Kseis answers Tosfos Kasha, and the Kseis explains Pshat in our Rashi. B'ochayim one can ask a seeming stira b'shitas Rashi. In Rashi before, in the Fehim and Alf, one clearly sees the Rashi explains that in order for Kabbalah to work, one needs a Kabbalah of imodin imotos v'lo yitvucha. Without such a Kabbalah, there is a Chiyuv Shalim, and therefore again one can ask in Rashi, how can Rashi answer his kasha by saying that the Reisha cannot be talking about a Yochim Mumcha, since by Yochim Mumcha one is Pater Me'oshalim, if according to Rashi, in order for Yochim Mumcha to be Pater Me'oshalim, one needs a Kabbalah, and one needs a Kabbalah of Imodin Imotos V'lo Yitvu. And Rashi argues on the Balmar. Therefore, even Tiras HaTamei should be Chayiv Oshalim if the dying was Tah. So to explain Pshat and Rashi, and to Miyashe, the seeming stira b'shitas Rashi, Chayiv one has to say the following chiddush. This Rashi was bothered by Akasha. Though our Gemara explained that the Reisha is referring to a Yochim Mumcha, Rashi is not referring to the Gemara before in the Fehim and Alpha. The Gemara says that a Yochim Mumcha or Rabbim is Kosher Lodon, but rather Rashi is referring to a Yochid who is Samoch. And even though as far as a Yochid that is Mumcha, one needs a Kabbalah, but as far as a Yachid who is Samach, one will not need a Kabbalah. And for that reason, Rashi says about Yachid Mumche who is Samach, a Yachid Mumche who is Samach is Pater Me'oshalim, even without a Kabbalah. And so too the Halacha of the Seifa, which has Mumche or Rabbim is Pater Me'oshalim, is even without a Kabbalah. One does not need a Kabbalah in order for someone who is Samach to be Pater Me'oshalim. And for that reason, Rashi proves that the Reisha cannot be referring to a Yachid or a Samach, since such a person will be Patur Mirushalim even without a Kabbalah. And with this, one can answer the Kasha that we mentioned before. The what was Rashi bothered by? The Vedar Gemara explained that the Reisha is referring to a Yachid Mumcha. Even if the Reisha is referring to a Yachid Mumcha, but still one can prove that Wacha Vashmua of Shnaim Shadonu Dineim Din. Since if we are to Darshan Mitzedek Tishvara Misacha, which is Machshir Dainachar, so to base on Mitzedek Tishvara Misacha, we are Machshir Shnaim, like we find in the Gemara before in Afkimomar Aleph. Based on this Machashitas Rashi, one can answer the Kasha as follows. The Rashi does not mean to ask, let our Gemara explain, we are referring to a Yachim Mumcha like the Gemara before in the Afheim and Aleph. Rather, Rashi means to say, let our Gemara explain that we are referring to a Yachid who is Samach, and only a Yachid who is Samach is Kosher Ladon. In other words, this, we are Machshir before in the Afheim and Aleph, by Yachid which is Mumcha or Rabim, even if he is not Samach, is only as Rashi explains before in the Afheim and Aleph. If we are to say, Ein Erev Parashis Kosov Khan. Based on this, we say, Ein Erev Parashis Kosov Khan, for that reason, one does not need a Yachid who is Samach. But if we are to say, Erev Parashis Kosov Khan, then even if we are to be Machshir Echad, based on the Pasuk of Tzedek, Tishna Misecha, but still, one needs that the Dain Echad be a Mumcha as we find in the Ktsais and Simon Gimel. And therefore, Bavo, who says that Shnaim Shadonu Ein Dineim Din, this Ravo holds Shnaim Shadonu Ein Dineim Din, is because the Ravo holds Erev Parashis Kosov Khan. And therefore, based on Erev Parashis Kosov Khan, one needs that the Dayan should be a Mumcha. And even if we are Machshir one Dayan, based on the Drosha B'Tzedek, Tishma Misacha, but still one needs that the Dayan should be a Mumcha. And one needs that the Dayan should be a Samoch. And therefore, Rashi asks, let our Gemara explain that the Reisha is referring to a Yachid who is Samoch. This that we explained, that the Ptur of the Seifa of a Mumcha or Rabbim is not because of a Kabbalah, so too is Mefurish in Rashi later on that from a Gemara and Aleph, and so too is Mefurish in the Rosh. That is a Chira, a Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and the Shita of Rashi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.